And now, the Paul McCormick Show, transforming business success, financial prosperity, and total control of your life, your freedom, and your career. And now, your host, Paul McCormick.
All right, welcome to the show, and today and for the next hour, we're going to be talking about whether there is still a place for God in America, and if so, then whose God should that be? Hello, and welcome to the Paul McCormick Show. I'm your guest, Paul McCormick. Now, I got to say, you know, we are talking today about a number of topics. Some of them are the political news of the day. Some of them are our individual freedoms and our abilities to be prosperous and financially free. That is what I write about in my books, how to be successful, how to be prosperous, how to have it all. But it all comes down to having a country which allows us to have those freedoms, a country that allows us to have the ability to work where you want to work and do what you want to do in your careers, and the ability to create the type of successes that you want in your life. That's what we're going to be talking about today. And specifically, you know, we've been talking the last few weeks about several big topics that has to do with the political scene that's happening right now in our country, having to do with things like immigration, things like religious freedoms. We spoke about that last week, and we're going to be touching on that today. And specifically, is there a place for God in America or not? You know, our country was founded on those principles. Our money says in God we trust. So is there a place for God in America still today or not? Is it becoming obsolete? But if it is a place for God, then whose God is it? Is it Islamic God? Is it the Jewish or Christian God? Or is it the Buddha God? Whose God is it? That's what we'll be talking about today. Call in. Tell me your opinions. Is there a place for God in America? Let me know what you think. The call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. I got to say, this has been an amazing week for me. And so this show today is going to reflect that a little bit, I think, because I turned on my computer Monday and the computer crashed and I lost, I couldn't access anything on my hard drive. And for 3 days I had no email, no computer, finally got it going back up and actually was able to restore most of the information. But my computer was acting up so crazy. I wondered today as we got on the air, because I used the computer for part of the work, for doing this show, was it even going to work, you know? And so it did. Here I am. But the point is, I was not able to prepare for today's show as I had planned. And so I thought, well, you know, today's going to be sort of impromptu. I'm going to feel somewhat inspired. And I do have a strong spiritual connection within me. And so I said, okay, God, you're just going to have to lead me for today's show. So today is going to be a little bit more spontaneous than normal. And I was inspired rather quickly to do the show on this topic. Is there a place for God in America or not? And if so, whose God would that be? Call in and let me know your opinions about whether you think God even still has a place in America. Because we were a country that was founded upon the principles of God. That's why our money says, in God we trust. So whether or not we still follow a God or any particular religion is not really the point. I think the question is, should the principles that this country is founded upon, should those principles be based on the founders' principles? The founders based the principles upon a belief in God. The founders of our country, Thomas Jefferson and all those people, Benjamin Franklin, all the people that were involved with founding the principles of this country, who were involved with putting the first Declaration of Independence together, that were involved with putting together, eventually, a couple years later, the Constitution that now guides our country. Those were put together based on people who had a belief in God, and then because of that, they had principles that they followed. They followed the principles of the Judeo-Christian religion. And so those principles became reflected in the laws that then governed our country. And now at stake is the debate about those laws. The debates right now in the headlines. I opened USA Today, looked at the news, and the article in there is, here's the name of the article. More states are entering the debate on Sharia law. Now, Sharia law has to do with the Islamic laws. And so at stake right now is the Oklahoma, state of Oklahoma, has recently passed a law that stops courts from considering Islamic laws when they are making rulings. So now, for some in the Islamic community, that's an issue because they're saying that they don't have religious freedoms, and they're saying that the Second Amendment to our Constitution is now being violated that allows religious freedoms, because the Sharia law and the Islamic laws say that they can practice certain things and do things in certain ways. And sometimes now that's in conflict with our state laws or federal laws. And so this has gone before the courts, and the courts would normally make rulings based on our current state laws and our current federal laws. But when it's in conflict with these Sharia laws and Islamic laws, for example, in Sharia law and in the Islamic laws, men have the right to treat their women, wives and daughters, in the ways that they want to. And in some case, that could be abusive. That could be beating them. And so in our state laws, that's not allowed, all right? So specifically, people have to be treated as individuals, and they have individual rights to for life, to pursue happiness, the freedom to have life. And so when somebody's life is at risk because they're being abused or beaten, then our state law will take precedence and protect that individual. But under Sharia law, now the Islamic law would say, no, the states cannot interfere. If a man wants to kill his wife and beat her to death, he has the right to do that. That's what is at stake here. If you agree with that, call in and let me know. If you disagree with that, call in and let me know. The number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. What we're talking about here is we're talking about the fundamental freedoms of America is at stake. It's coming under fire right now. And this all has to do with you. It has to do with me. It has to do with our ability long term to have freedoms in this country and to do the things that we have enjoyed doing for the last couple hundred years, to pursue the type of life that you want to live, to pursue the opportunities that you have to be prosperous, to be free in America. That is coming under attack right now, and it's being debated in the states and at the federal level because of this debate about whose God is going to be in control? What laws and principles are going to be governing this country? Is it going to continue to be the principles that have governed this country for the last couple hundred years, or is that about to change? You tell me what you want. The number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. I'll tell you my opinion on this, and it's probably already evident. You know, I believe in religious freedoms. I believe in the Second Amendment that allows religious freedoms. But we have to put that in perspective. And this country began by individuals who were leaving Europe because their religious freedoms were being taken away. So they believed in religious freedoms, and that's why they came to this country and set up the type of principles that we have that now govern this country. And originally those were a Western religion, the Judeo-Christian religion, are the principles that governed the original Constitution and the freedoms that were set in place. But under that religious freedoms, our country, even though the principles that govern this country were based on the Judeo-Christian values, the religious, the Second Amendment was put in place. to allow religions from any religion all over the world, whether it's Eastern, Western, whatever it was, to come and enjoy those religious freedoms in our country, providing that they do not interfere with the state and federal laws that we have in place. And as soon as they interfere, then the state and federal laws will take precedence. And I believe that that's the way it has to be. I believe that Western philosophy, and even, I'll go so far to say, Western religion and Western philosophy is the only way to successfully govern a country long-term and provide individual freedoms to its people. I'm an advocate of Western religions. I'm also an advocate of Eastern religions. But I gotta tell you, the Eastern philosophies and Eastern religions will not be successful to govern a country. Look at what's happened in China. Look at what's happening in the eastern countries of India and China with communism, and even in parts of Korea where communism continues to dominate the regions today. And communism is not a way to have individual freedoms. Socialism and communism will destroy the individual freedoms of our country. So my strong opinion is the way to govern this country in America is the way that we have governed it for the last 200 years. And we'll talk more about that when we come back. Great call in. Tell me your opinion. The number is 1-800-930-2819. 930-2819. We'll talk after the debate.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
The Paul McCormick Show, Secrets to Money and Success, reveals how people's personal life, spiritual life, and business life are intertwined to the degree that one cannot be separated from the other, causing each to have a direct influence on the other to either create success or failure. Holding open a door for a stranger can cause you to get a raise from your boss, even though the two events appear completely unrelated. Giving a bonus to your employee results in 4 new clients who bring you $1 million in new business. But getting those results only happens when you understand why and when you associate the right thoughts with your actions. Discover the secrets of why and how it works so that you can take action to create new and unexpected situations in your life, thereby creating the success you desire. Tune in each Friday at noon Pacific time, 3 Eastern time, to learn how to thrive, and visit theauthenticmillionaire.com.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in Wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness, natural food for pets, where true wellness begins.
All right. Welcome back to the Paul McCormick Show, and I'm your host, Paul McCormick. And today we're talking about whether or not there is still a place for God in America. And if so, whose God would that be? We're talking about the Oklahoma law that is debating the constitutional right of Sharia law when it opposes state law, and why this all should be important to you and me, why our individual freedoms are at stake. I invite you to call in and tell me, do you support individual freedoms in America? And if so, whose God will govern? Whose law should govern? Should the American laws that are in place right now govern? Should the state laws of Oklahoma stay in place? Or should they be revised to now have to accept Sharia law? Sharia law allows men to beat their wives. Sharia law allows men to kill their wives. Should that be allowed in this country? Should the Islamic community, and I'm not saying this is all of Islamic community by any means, but for some of it, it applies. Should the Islamic community be allowed to come in and say that Sharia law is now taking over in individual states? Should Sharia law be allowed to supersede state laws and say, hey, if we want to beat our wives, you can't bother us about it. It's up to us, and it's part of our religious freedoms. Should that be allowed in America? I can't believe this. I say absolutely not. We have laws in place that protect individuals' freedoms for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Okay, those are three things that were set up from the founding principles in our country, based on principles inspired to the founders by their religious freedoms, by their religious beliefs at the time, which were governed by Judeo-Christian values. So we have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And it is up to our federal government, federal laws, and state laws to provide and allow us those opportunities for life, to protect our life. And so when Sharia law comes into conflict with that law to protect life of a wife, what law takes precedence? And I say absolutely, our state laws, our federal laws need to continue to protect life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And if somebody else's religion comes in and conflicts with that, then I say that state law and federal law takes precedence. And again, I'm not against any particular religions. I support Christianity. I support Judeo-Christian values. I support Eastern values. I support the Buddhist philosophy and Hindu philosophies. I love those religions, and I believe in those philosophies for peace, for happiness, for peace in the world, and for abolishing all wars. I'm in total support of that. But I gotta say, those Eastern philosophies that I love so much and hold dearly in my own heart, they are not the way to govern a country. I would say the best way to govern a country is with the principles of Western religion, and specifically what has been successful in our country for the last 200 years is the Judeo-Christian values that set up the principles that govern our country. Call in, tell me what you think about this. What is important to you? Are the freedoms that you have held dearly for the last 200 years in this country, during my lifetime, for the last 40 years, I have enjoyed the freedoms that we have in this country, the freedoms that have allowed me to get educated the way that I wanted to get educated, to go to work and work in a career that I wanted to work in. And when the time came for me to leave that career and go set up my own businesses and to be an entrepreneur and to hire individuals and to create prosperity for the people that worked for me, those religious freedoms, individual freedoms, business freedoms, the freedoms for me as an individual were in place. Our state and federal laws have been such to allow those things to happen. Those are coming under fire now. Those are coming under fire in enormous quantities in the last 2 years, because we have been moving drastically and quickly toward socialization, to put more and more control in our federal government. Tell me what you think. That number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And we have a call. Let's take the call. Who's on the line?
Yeah, hi, this is Bob from Pawtucket, Connecticut. I called last week. I was the irate one at the beginning of the show. I like what you're saying about the religious freedom, but don't you think that the government ought to draw a line when it comes to cults? Because there have been a lot of cults that have destroyed people's lives. You just take Waco, for example, back in the early 1990s, and I'm seeing it right here in the local area, and I know for a fact that there's satanic cults going on. So do you think there ought to be a line drawn somewhere in religious freedom?
Yes, I do. I do think there is a line drawn in religious freedoms, and I think I agree with what you're saying is when there is a religion that begins to cross that line of now, because our individual freedoms are for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, right? So when someone's life is now at risk because of the way that they're being treated, maybe through their religious freedom, if they're being abused or beat up or possibly at risk of being killed because of the way that they're being treated, maybe in a cult like what you talked about, when it crosses that line, then I say yes. Then that's when state law, federal law steps in and protects those individuals. And it might cross that boundary into those religious into that religion and say, hey, I don't care what your religion says. You are now putting at risk people's life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And when you do that, our constitutional rights and our constitutional and state and federal laws is going to step in. That's exactly what I agree with.
One more question, and then I'll just hang up and listen. How do you enforce it?
Well, it is being enforced. I mean, if you look at what happened with Waco, you brought that up. And I'd love you to stay on the line because I want to get your opinion on a couple more things. But, I mean, in Waco, you know, there wasn't an opinion in Waco that, people's individual freedoms were being jeopardized. There was a feeling that, women and children were being held against their will, in Waco. That individual children and women were being held against their will in Waco. That was the opinion. And that is why the federal government decided to go in there and rescue those people. Now, I don't know all the details. I mean, I don't think anybody's ever going to know all the details of exactly what happened in Waco and why. But our federal government did decide at that time to cross that boundary between federal law and religious individual freedoms. And here you had this compound, a cult in Waco, Texas, that said, hey, we have religious freedoms. We're going to live our lives the way we want, and we don't want the federal government to interfere. But when our federal government determined that people were being held against their wishes, being held in captivity, they decided to protect those individuals and to go in and try to rescue those individuals. And of course, I mean, it was a disaster. I mean, the outcome was something that nobody could have predicted and nobody would have wanted. And the gunfire and the warfare that erupted and the number of, injuries and hurt and killed people is not at all what the intent was. But, I do agree and support the protection of life, liberty, and individual happiness. And I think that is why our country has a strong military. And that is why I still support our country having a strong military. I continue to support that. And so now, you know, the question is currently in the news because we are debating Sharia law. And is Sharia law now something that we should say, oh, you, Sharia law can be whatever it is. We will not interfere with your, beliefs and your religious practices. Should the states and federal government allow these different religions around the world to come into our country and do whatever they want, even if it conflicts with our principles of protecting life, liberty, and happiness? And I say absolutely not. We need to protect life, liberty, and happiness, even at the expense of religious freedoms. Absolutely. I want to support life, liberty, and happiness. I want to support our Constitution. And I think when there is a conflict, This is a big deal. Here's the big statement of the day. When there is a conflict between religious freedom and the American Constitution, the United States Constitution, which one takes precedence? That's the big question. And I'm going to step out on a limb here, and I'm going to say the U.S. Constitution takes precedence at the expense of religious freedoms, no matter what religion that is, even if that's my religion. The U.S. Constitution will take precedence over religious freedoms. Tell me what you think about that. That's a big statement. Should religious freedoms give up their rights in order that the U.S. Constitution remain intact? I say yes. Let me know what you think. The number is 1-800-930-2819. It's 1-800-930-2819. Tell me what you think about this Sharia law and about this ruling that's happening right now in Oklahoma, because many states are jumping on the bandwagon, and if it hasn't reached your state, I guarantee you it will. We're going to go to a break right now, but give me a call. Tell me what you think. This is a big deal. If it hasn't hit your state, it will shortly, and it will affect you. It'll affect every one of us. Call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. We're going to take a break right now and take more calls right when we come back.
The Paul McCormick Show, Secrets to Money and Success, reveals how people's personal life, spiritual life, and business life are intertwined to the degree that one cannot be separated from the other, causing each to have a direct influence on the other to either create success or failure. Holding open a door for a stranger can cause you to get a raise from your boss, even though the two events appear completely unrelated. Giving a bonus to your employee results in 4 new clients who bring you $1 million in new business. But getting those results only happens when you understand why and when you associate the right thoughts with your actions. Discover the secrets of why and how it works so that you can take action to create new and unexpected situations in your life, thereby creating the success you desire. Tune in each Friday at noon Pacific time, 3 Eastern time, to learn how to thrive, and visit theauthenticmillionaire.com.
The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org. Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Welcome back, and you're listening to the Paul McCormick Show, and I'm your host, Paul McCormick. Today we're talking about, is there a place for God in America? And if so, then whose God is that? We've been talking about the dialogue that's been happening in the news, especially the last few weeks, relating to the Oklahoma State courts, which is now having cases on Sharia law. And deciding, should Sharia law be considered when making decisions in courts? What takes precedence? Is it going to be the United States Constitution? and all of the freedoms that we have lived by for the last 200 years, or is it going to be Sharia law? Are we going to allow new laws to be imported from other countries and begin taking a precedence in our country at the expense of the United States Constitution and the individual freedoms that we have held so dearly for the last 200 years? Tell me your opinions on this. What takes precedence, U.S. Constitution or new laws imported from other countries? Our call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. I got to tell you, I believe there's a place for God in America. And I am a very spiritual person. I don't usually say I'm a religious person anymore, but I am a very spiritual person. I was raised, you know, in the typical, I guess, values that this country was built on, in the Judeo-Christian values. There was a time in my life where I began to open up my eyes and have a little bit broader perspective, on a lot of different religions. And I'm very fond of the Eastern religions and the Buddhist religions and philosophies in particular, because I believe that there are a number of different religions. That is my point. I'm not an advocate that everybody in the world has to be one religion by any means. But I will say that I think there is value when there is a belief in God. And there's a number of ways to reach God. I mean, it could be through this religion or another religion. And I think there are many pathways to connecting with God. But I got to tell you, I believe that our country is turning away from that. I believe that that is a detriment. And I really don't care what religion you are. But I do care whether we as a nation are placing faith in a God. I do want us to place a faith in a God, because I think there is something that happens when we, because the question is, are we going to place our faith in our government, or are we going to place our faith in our individual selves and our belief in God? And our country became the most powerful country in the world because we had a faith in our individual selves and our individual belief in God. And when we have a faith in our individual capabilities and our belief in God to provide for us and to allow us to pursue happiness, liberty, and life, when we have that belief, it makes us act in a certain way that brings about prosperity and success and freedom. You see, when I believe that there's a God, and when I believe that there are principles to live by, then it allows me to be more successful as a nation when we live that way. And once we begin to turn away from that, and once we turn away from our individual, our belief in ourself and our belief in our God, then we begin to place a belief and a faith in a government system to take care of us. And that's what we're doing today, is we're turning more and more away from faith in God and faith in our individual selves, and we're moving more and more towards a faith in government and social programs to take care of us, rather than believing that we as individuals can learn to take care of ourselves. And we see that through more and more programs such as the federalization of healthcare, expansion of programs for employment, like unemployment benefits. And we talked about that a couple weeks ago. We're seeing a shift these last couple years. Well, we've seen a shift the last 100 years, but particularly the last 2 years, we've seen a rapid shift toward more and more social programs, more and more placing a hope in the federal government that the federal government's going to bail us out. And we see that with the financial institutions on Wall Street, where the federal government began bailing out financial investment banks and financial programs. And so the question for you, and I want you to call in and tell me your opinion, is do you see a shift happening in America? Do you see a shift where people used to place their faith in maybe their belief in God, but their faith was in the individual? Their faith was that individuals had within them what it takes to be successful. Individuals had entrepreneurship. Individuals had work ethic. Individuals knew how to buckle down and work hard. And when times got tough, pull themselves up by their own bootstraps and build this country into what it was. Think about what happened during the Great Depression. The Great Depression lasted really for a period of 10 years, all through the 30s. And by 1939 and going into 1940, as we entered into the war, think about the condition of our country that decided to go into World War, into World War II. Think about the condition. We were at the end of 10 years of the Great Depression. The country, the country was in despair. The country had no prosperity. The individuals had no individual prosperity happening at that time. And yet, our country went into World War II and went into mass production. They opened up all the factories and went into mass productions for Jeeps, for automobiles, for the war, for tanks, for weaponry, for ammunitions. Our country pulled ourselves up by the bootstraps because why? They believed in the people. They believed in the individuals. They did not place their belief in the federal government. They placed it in the individual work ethic that individuals held at that time. Now compare that with what we see today. Where are individuals placing their hope? Are individuals pulling themselves up by their bootstrap? Are individuals placing their hope and their trust in themselves, in their own individual belief in their God? Or are they placing it in the government? Where are people turning right now and crying out? Are we turning toward the federal government and saying, we need help. We need help with housing. We need help with, I'm unemployed. I need you to pay me unemployment benefits. Are people turning toward the federal government and saying, I can't afford health care. This is getting out of control. I need you to do something. We need federalized health care. I see that that's what we're doing. We're turning toward federal. We're looking for the federal government to bail us out. We're wanting the federal government to provide housing, food, and health care. And I'm just here to say that is the wrong way to go. We're going down the wrong path. And if we continue to go down that path, we're going to become more and more socialized, more and more nationalized, until eventually the federal government will respond to the cry of the people. And the federal government will provide housing. They will provide food. They will provide jobs. And at some point, if we continue to go down that road, we will become like the other countries who have gone down that road. And it becomes a complete socialized, nationalized system, which eventually turns into what we see in other countries where it is, 100% that way, which becomes 100% communism, where the federal government does control everything. They control the food, they control the jobs, and they control the housing. And the people have no individual freedoms, and they work entirely for the government. Is that what you want in America? Let me know if you have concerns about where we're headed. The call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. Tell me if you have concerns or not. Maybe we need the federal government to bail us out. If you believe that, tell me why. I promise I'll be nice to you. The number is 1-800-930-2819. I just say that, I disagree with where we're going. And I began writing books, a couple years ago, and I should mention my book. I published a couple books, and my recent book, Secrets of the Millionaire Inside. I wrote that because I believe that there is a millionaire inside of everyone, that you and everyone, you, me, and everyone else, we do have the ability to become prosperous and successful. There is a millionaire inside of you. There is a millionaire inside of every one of us. And that's why I wrote the book, Secrets of the Millionaire Inside. It's the 7-step formula for becoming a millionaire. You can buy that in bookstores anywhere, nationwide, in Borders, Barnes & Nobles. Any bookstore has it. Or you can go to my website, formulaformillionaires.com. That's formulaformillionaires.com. And get that book. Check out what it is that can turn you into a millionaire. And it has to do with believing in yourself and taking initiative. We have a call right now, but we're going to take it right after the break. So the caller who's on the line right now, please hold on. We're going to go to a break right now, and as soon as we come back, we are going to take the call. So let's go to a break right now, and when we come back, we'll take the call. We're talking about individual freedoms.
TalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
The Paul McCormick Show, Secrets to Money and Success, reveals how people's personal life, spiritual life, and business life are intertwined to the degree that one cannot be separated from the other, causing each to have a direct influence on the other to either create success or failure. Holding open a door for a stranger can cause you to get a raise from your boss, even though the two events appear completely unrelated. Giving a bonus to your employee results in four new clients who bring you $1 million in new business. But getting those results only happens when you understand why and when you associate the right thoughts with your actions. Discover the secrets of why and how it works so that you can take action to create new and unexpected situations in your life, thereby creating the success you desire. Tune in each Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 Eastern Time to learn how to thrive and visit theauthenticmillionaire.com.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson, pain relief and healing cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Topperson. Topperson is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Welcome back, and you're listening to the Paul McCormick Show, and I'm your host, Paul McCormick. Today we're talking about, is there still a place for God in America or not? And if so, whose God is it? We've been talking about the Sharia law debate that's happening in the state of Oklahoma, and we have a call. I want to take that call right now and find out what you think about this. Who do we have on the line?
Hi, this is Cindy.
Yeah, hi, Cindy. Thanks for calling in today.
Oh, no problem. I enjoy your show, and unfortunately, I just heard a little bit of it, and I'm headed out for a Christmas party, but I wanted to call and say that I believe there definitely is room more than ever in our lives for God at this point, especially with the economy the way it is. Someone was watching the Today Show the other day and told me that the real estate market is a good 3 years from coming back. I know that real estate agents are having a really hard time, as well as people are losing their houses. And I was wondering what you think about that.
Well, I have a lot of experience in that area. I happen to be a licensed real estate broker, and I own quite a lot of real estate myself. And I also have worked in architectural and engineering design for real estate projects for the last 20 years. So I'm very close to the real estate market, and I believe that it is true what you say. I think the housing market, I think for the next 2 years, is only going to get worse, actually, than it is right now. And most experts predict that 2011 will be more foreclosures than either of 2009 or 2010. And then the recovery, I think, will be a few years out into 2012 and 2013. And also on commercial real estate, office buildings and retail, the experts, because of the number of foreclosures that are expected to happen on commercial, they're expecting that the worst has not even hit us yet, that 2011 and 2012 will continue to be worse for commercial real estate than it has been so far. So yeah, I think, in some respects, real estate is not going to, so when you say it's 3 years down the road, I completely agree with you that most of the people that run in the circles that I run in, say that it's really kind of like a 5-year deal. I mean, that it's not going to be, it's not going to really start feeling like, you know, life is even back to some sense of normal maybe for 5 years. So it could be a long run. And so
people need sort of thing to believe in. They need some sort of faith at this point. I mean, I'm worried about all of the children and the people who are losing their homes. And I know you're against government stepping in and trying to help people. Not trying to help people, but you know what I'm saying. Like, you're for people going out and doing things on their own. But what would you suggest a person in that situation could do?
Well, you know, I mean, we have programs in place right now, and, you know, I would say if you got programs in place, take it. You know, I'm not against people taking advantage of government programs that are in place to help them right now. I'm just saying that as a whole, I think we as a people need to decide, you know, where do we want to place our long-term trust? Is it in the government long-term to always take care of us, or do we want to begin moving to the place where we as individuals can kind of pull ourselves up by the bootstraps and allow ourselves to be more prosperous? I mean, I do believe that if the government didn't have so many programs right now, that we wouldn't be in such bad condition as we are. In other words, the government had a lot of financial controls on the real estate industry, and I believe that that has a significant influence on the reason we're in the trouble we're in.
I agree.
In other words, if the government hadn't stepped in so strongly, we would not be in the bad shape that we're in. So, but now that we're in that bad shape, you know, you can't just like pull out all the government controls. I mean, it would get worse. I mean, so we can't just flip-flop it overnight and go back to the way we were 100 years ago. So as an individual, though, to answer your question, you know, what does an individual do? I mean, part of what I want to do is bring an awareness towards, you know, making so that we can all begin shifting back towards less government controls, which will allow the private capital systems, you know, the jobs and the financial institutions eventually to get back to normal. And I believe that if we can get the government to stop trying to control it, because they've been trying to control it a lot the last 2 years, and it's failed. In other words, the stimulus packages, the bailouts, taking over the different countries, companies, they have not worked. And so
I agree with that. Yeah.
And so if we can send the message to our representatives and to our congressmen that we want less government controls and allow businesses to begin getting back on their feet on their own, I think it will come back faster if we get less government controls. And so part of what individuals can do is understand that more government controls is eventually bad for us as individuals, and less government controls in the long term is better for us as individuals. So to begin sending messages to write to our representatives and congressmen and to vote for less government controls and more individual controls. But
so that's
really,
where we start. We start.
That's a start, and that's a long-term solution. That moves our, you know, that moves us over the next 5 years, 10 years, and the next 20 and 30 years. moving toward, you know, having a free country with freedom of businesses and freedom of individuals to go out there and have businesses and to individually to prosper. But on a short-term basis, you know, the answers are tougher because on a short-term basis, you know, people are out of jobs and people are losing their homes. And so on a short-term basis, that's where you say where, you know, it's okay to take advantage of individual programs that are there. Go ahead, take advantage of every opportunity you have. But you got to put your faith someplace. And that's where I turn to, you know, my belief in God. And I put a faith there and on the principles that have built this country. And I say, you know, we're going to survive. And there are.
Well, that was going to be my next question. I'm worried about the country, but you think we're going to survive?
I think we're going to come out of this, absolutely, because I think there's enough people who believe as you do and as I do that says, you know, we were a prosperous nation and we had a faith in the individuals and in the people, and those people had a faith in their religion or in their God, and they put a faith there, and because of that, they have a strength within themselves where they say, we're going to get through this. You know, it's tough. I might lose my job. I might lose my house. But you know what? I'm not going to lose my honor, my dignity. I'm not going to lose my faith in my God. I'm not going to lose my faith in myself. And I'm going to come out of this. It might take 2 years. It might take 5 years. It might take 10 years. But you know what? I'm going to come out of this. And I think there's enough people like you and like me that we have strength. We have strength in our belief in God and our belief in ourselves, and we are going to come out of this. And I think that is what's going to turn around this country. And I think that there are hundreds of thousands and millions of people in this country who have that belief. And it's for that reason that I believe our country will come out of this and be stronger than we were going into it.
Well, that's a good thing to think about at this point right now. I mean, I just see so many people that are really in trouble right now, and I guess that's what we have, our faith, to pull us through, like you said. I appreciate you taking my call. Like I said, I'm running out to a Christmas party. I'm a little bit late, of course, like I always am, but thank you so much, and I do love your show. I'll be listening next week.
Well, thank you, and before you hang up, be sure to give my producer, Chris, your name and address, and I'll be glad to send you a free copy of my book.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. All right.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Thank you for that call. I think it really comes down to the question of what's the answer. How are we going to survive? How are we going to come out of this better than we went into it as a country, as a nation? I think it's the individuals, but it's only going to work. We're only going to survive this crisis that we're in if the individuals choose to believe as the last caller believes. The last caller said, I believe in God, and that's where I place my faith, and for that reason I have strength. And I think that is the answer. And so when we ask this question is, does God have a place in America? I think that if we're going to get through this, God has to have a place in America, and it's in the minds of the individual. And I think when the individual chooses and makes a choice to place a faith in God and know that, you know what, God's going to show me the way to get through this and God's going to take care of us, when the individual makes that choice, there's something that almost magical happens, and your life doesn't turn around overnight. But there's something magical that happens within you, and you get a sense of hope. And that's what this country needs right now, is hope. You know, our last president ran on that principle of hope and change. But in my opinion, it wasn't the right kind of hope, and it wasn't the right kind of change. I want us to place a hope and a faith in God that stirs up within us a new sense of hope that says, you know, it might be painful right now, and it might be painful for the next year or two, and maybe even the next 5 years are going to be tough, but we are going to get through this. And that's what this country was built on, and that's why I believe we as a people, we're going to pull through this. Go to my website. Check out my products. My website is formulaformillionaires.com. You're listening to The Paul McCormick Show every Friday, 12 o'clock Pacific time, 3 o'clock Eastern time. Come back and join us next week right here on WBLQ, 1230 Rhode Island. You're listening to...
You've been listening to The Paul McCormick Show, Secrets to Money and Success. Tune in each Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 Eastern Time, for more insight on how to learn the secrets of why and how integrating the spiritual and the material works so that you can take action to create new and unexpected situations in your life, thereby creating the success you desire. Visit www.theauthenticmillionaire.com for more information and tools for your success.